The question was asked, what are the pros and cons of learning Torah from an MP3 player, from headphones, from a tape, as opposed to going to a class, to a shir? Oh, speakerphones. Okay. There are certain advantages to going to a shir. One is you get to see the Rebbe. And there's what to be learned from a person's facial expressions, which you cannot learn from audio. Rav Pesen Zatzal used to tell us, and he showed it to us in many Gemaros, that there were things that people learned from expressions. Rav Pesen had a Masorah on expressions. And there were things that I discussed with him in Halacha that he'd quote to me a story that happened with a certain sage 200 years ago, and the expression that the sage made when something happened. I asked him one Shiloh once, and he quoted to me a conversation he had with Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he quoted to me the expression Rav Moshe made when he gave him the answer, from which certain halachas were inferred. So part of the tradition we have is not only what is said, but how it is said. And the greater a person is, the more care they give to the expressions they give. The expressions are not just a reaction, but rather they are part of what is being taught. And that is something which I can't say that every teacher you're going to learn by is on that level, but there is what to be gained if you're learning from big people. There's what to be gained by seeing them, not only listening to them. Torah is a way of life. It's not just a matter of facts. And you lose a certain amount by listening to the audio. So that's point number one. That's something that's lost. Point number two is the relationship. Torah is not only about what you hear from the Rebbe, it's also what the Rebbe sees from you. People will often note that different years I give different messages from the same parsha. And it's not just because I prepared differently, it's not just because I learned different commentaries different years. The class is also aligned with what I feel that the listeners have to hear. And that is only the listeners sitting in the class. Those that are not here, well, they're getting what fit that specific class. They're not getting what fits them. So there is the two aspects to the interchange. One is you gain a relationship with the Rebbe when you attend the class. And you're not going to get that by MP3. And two is that the Rebbe also, consciously and subconsciously, aligns the class to what you need to hear when you're in his class. So those are some of the disadvantages of listening to a class from an MP3 player or from any recorder as opposed to being in class with the Rebbe. There are other disadvantages. When you have a class that you attend regularly, you end up attending it regularly. You end up learning, and it forces you to learn. And you end up having to be focused because you got to hear it now. When you hear it on MP3, you always got the feeling I could rewind and I could doze off. You always could have the feeling I'll listen to it later, I'll get to it. And then you end up learning much, much less. When you're in a classroom setting, you end up hopefully bonding with the people in the classroom. You end up making friends and relationships that hopefully will last you a lifetime. When you're with an MP3 player, it's you and the rabbi. Hopefully. And more often, it's you with yourself and your own thoughts, and every so often you doze into the rabbi. These are part of the disadvantages of listening to a class with a player as opposed to attending a class. Very often, the fact that you attend and you have your chevre and you have your set time and you have a relationship with the rabbi, those are great assets. To have a set time that you learn in your day, to have a rabbi, that's say the charav, the Mishnah says. You're not going to get that from an MP3 player. All that being said, you probably know, I walk around with an MP3 player. I listen to Shirim online all the time. I'm one of the biggest fans, and because I value how much you can get out of learning from an MP3 player, I work very hard recording the classes, encoding, labeling, uploading, maintaining the site, buying domain names, buying a good bandwidth. There's a lot of work that goes into having TorahForMe.org. And I do it lovingly because I value how much you could get out of it. I remember the first time I bought an MP3 player. I bought it off of eBay from some kind of Chinese company. And after a long wait, the MP3 player finally came. And I was very happy because I thought I saved a lot of money. This was in the time when an MP3 player, the cheapest MP3 player, cost $50-$60, and he got 128 megabytes of memory. So I have 20 hours of Shir on there. You know, I could still fit in 15 hours of Shir, and I was coming off of cassettes where you had, at best, 90 minutes. Here, I marveled at it. I have this little machine. I have enough Shirim to last me a week or half a week, where with a cassette, I'd have to keep flipping sides, changing batteries, getting cassettes. And after 2 weeks, I said to my wife, I've learned so much Torah with this little machine. After the ring on your finger, this is the best investment I made in my life. And the MP3 player died 2 weeks later. Meaning it had a guarantee for 1 month, and 31 days after I received it, dead. Never came back to life. And the first thing I did was I went out and bought a good brand MP3 player that lasted me another year or two, because I realized how much Torah I could learn with that machine. Until today, I'm on the bus, I'm on the road. When I can, I even plug it in at home when I'm busy making the kids' lunches, you know, smearing the whatever it is on the bread. Not when I'm sitting with them, but when I'm doing other things, I'll plug in the MP3 player into the speakers, and I'll listen. I could chazer so many things. Back in the days of tapes, I used to have tapes where I'd record learning, and that's how I chazered Tanakh. That's how I learned Tanakh, much of Tanakh by heart. So it's a tremendous, tremendous asset, but I don't think it's a replacement for a Rebbe. That's why I pointed out all of the shortcomings. I think a person has to have a Rebbe. Torah is a living Torah, and a tape is not a replacement for it. But at the end of the day, look, I met Rav Herschel Schachter, I think, once or twice in my life. I've listened to possibly 5,000 hours worth of classes. I literally, there was a time when I'd sit second Seder and listen to his Shir and take notes, and that was my second Seder, listening to his Shir and taking notes. I quote him so often in other classes that people think I'm his Talmud. And I'm telling you, I think I met the man twice in my life. But he impacted my life, and he impacted my learning, like my Rabbein did. So it is a tremendous tool, and it can be used, but it's not a replacement for a Rebbe. If you listen to Shiurim when you're on a bus, you listen to Shiurim when you're walking, you listen to Shiurim in a safe way, and not when you're driving and you don't hear the cars honking. But if you listen to Shiurim in a manner that's safe, so then I think that you could definitely utilize much more time and learn much, much more using an MP3 player. But it's not a replacement for a Rebbe. Or a Shir.
For the second Seder that we had, this one, that audio was just listening to taking notes. Is that one of the solutions to spacing?
It didn't work well. Didn't work well. No, I wasn't able to do it well.
Is there any ways or suggestions in the Riz Medrash how to focus more, because that way I'm not dozing off just when I
taking
when I
notes
dozing off that I listen, but I mean,
I think in the Beis Medrash you should take advantage of the Beis Medrash time. But if for whatever reason, like in my scenario, I didn't have a good shir, and that was the Masecht I was learning, and he was giving an amazing shir in that, so then if you're going to do it very often, taking notes helps focus, understand, and retain. So taking notes helps. And then I have to say, in his shiurim, it was a blessing that I was doing it on MP3, because live I'd never be able to follow. Way too fast for my feeble mind. I'd pause, I'd rewind, but it was a lot of hard work. It was tedious, and at the end of the day, I broke. I didn't last. I lasted a month. I lasted 2 months. I don't remember how long I lasted. At some point, I gave up on it. It's very hard to listen and take notes like that. For me, at least, you know, maybe for you, it'll work better. I would go with the shir. What I do today is the shir I listen to in MP3 format are not shir when I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash. When I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, I learn. If I can't learn, I go to sleep. If I'm too tired to learn, so I need sleep, fine, so I'll sleep. But I use the MP3 player for chazara, for shiurim on broader topics where I don't need to follow the train of thought like in a Gemara shiur. Like if I'm listening to a shiur on the problem with worms and fish, so a lot of the shiur is factual details and stories, and it's a shiur which you could follow. It's one issue you're following. If I'm listening to a shiur on the parsha, so every 2-3 minutes it's a new topic. So I could follow such a shiur. So Rav Herschel Schachter's shiurim that I listened to today are shiurim that are on broader topics. They're not on a specific Gemara. And shiurim on the parsha.
The rabbi from Baltimore, like,
Rabbi Friend.
Those types of shiurim. He's not like, he's halachic, but you can space out for that. You're not.
I don't know his shiur. I don't know. Another thing I do is also chazer. I review things I've learned, and I also do like Mishnayot or Tanakh. It's easier to focus. Every Mishnah is its own topic, and in Tanakh, it's a storyline. It's easier to focus. And what I'm trying to retain are the words, actually, not the depth of content. So if I focus more now and I focus less later, I've still benefited. I'm not trying to learn something new. I'm taking the parasha and I'm trying to review it 100 times before Shabbos comes. So sometimes I'll do that. Sometimes I'll listen to the same parasha, this week's parasha, 100 times during the week. No. The laning of the parasha. When it gets tedious, I know it by heart. I could go on to the next one.
Really? I guess it's more interesting
to me, it's not tedious. I mean, I also have enough recordings that I'm listening to enough. Like, I have most of the Book of Eov, most of Tehillim. I have so many recordings, I feel bad I can't review more.
Who's
mine.
Yeah. How long does it take to record a
first? It's long. It's long. Yeah, you could see it on mine.
If you have a shiur from, if you have a shiur from, like, let's say, from the chapter on, so you listen to it maybe twice or three times?
Yes, I listen to shiur usually 2 or 3 times. I find that I, even if I understand the shiur, to remember the shitot, who said what, I always understand it better the second time. It's a little boring the second time. It's harder to focus and you doze out. But if you challenge yourself to catch who said what, so then it gets easier. And you realize, I don't really know this. I know what the train of thought he's going to say, but I don't remember exactly which Rishon said what and which Achron said what and how it plays itself out in the end. What happens is, when we start hearing something we're familiar with, our mind says, I know that. And we start dozing off. So I always remind myself, no, you don't. And I always say to myself, okay, tell me, who's he going to quote next? And I know I don't know that. That's why I'm listening to it the second and the third time. And very often there are also nuances that I didn't catch the first times. So I do. I try to listen to each class at least 2 times and usually 3 times.
Also, I mean, with Mishnah also, you listen to?
Mishnah, I'm reviewing the content of the Mishnah. I'm reviewing the words of the Mishnah. In a shiur, it's different. When I learn to Mishnah, when I listen to Mishnah, I'm just listening to the words of the Mishnah. No commentary. No.
But for Gemara, did you do Gemara Chazar on, like, if you heard a shiur in the afternoon, if you want to, like, what you learned it with the Chavrusa, go over, listen to a shiur.
So I did that when I was in Rav Pessin's shiur. So I'd go to his Ian shiur in the morning, record it, come back in the afternoon and listen to it again, and look up the sources and sit down and write notes, more organized, fix up my notes, understand what I did and didn't understand, and then I'd come back to him with questions. I did do that when I was in yeshiva. There were many times that I'd record the shiur and then re-listen to it, and then take notes and see that I really got it. There are shiurim that are worth doing that. Not every shiur is worth recording and reviewing.
That's not that shiur. Like, where you, if you went to, I go to an hour shiur in Gemara, cover half a page, just to go over that half a page with, just to listen to a shiur, a daf yomi shiur, something like that, online, like, from a different rabbi.
That some people find that very beneficial. Some people will also prepare for a shiur by listening to the daf yomi of that shiur. I've had guys who told me that, not here, where I give a Gemara class, they've told me that if they prepare the night before learning the daf in a daf yomi shir. They go online, they learn the daf in a daf yomi class, and then they come to my class, then they follow much better because they know what's coming. What I sometimes do is, after I learn a daf, I'll review it once, make sure I got it, review it a second time by myself, and then record it a third time. Just reading the daf. After I've learned it once, reviewed it twice, so then the third time when I'm recording it is really the fourth time I'm learning that daf. And then what I do is, I can record it really fast, because I learned the daf. How long does it take to read a page of Gemara? 7 minutes is usually what it takes me. Somewhere around 7 minutes to read an average page of Gemara. I don't put this online. I just do it for me. And then on my way to the bus, from the bus, I'll play it. And you have those 7 minute intervals. And that gives me another 2-3 chazarot of that same page. But that's only worth something if you've reviewed the page often enough that when you listen to it at a good pace, you understand what you're listening to. So I've been doing that for many years. I stopped for a few years and I started again. I did it back in the days of tapes. I'd have one tape where I kept recording and re-recording. Like every time I'd learn a page or two, I'd record that page or two and then listen to it. How do you think I know Rosh Hashanah? I did it with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. I learned and learned, and then the third or fourth time I recorded and then I listened to it. Okay, right. It's another benefit, right? You can ask.
How do you handle learning topics that don't necessarily interest you?